This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I kind of broke the cardinal rules when it comes to stool samples. I did my very first stool sample. I've ever had to do stool sample. And I dropped it off without labeling it. Okay, you never do that. You never leave a stool sample without your name on it. Now, you could go back and get it. But how do I know somebody isn't swapping the sample? So just some back history on this background. Basically, I've been having some weird bloating issues. And you guys know I take my Beano pretty religiously. But I just feel like I am, like, really distended when I don't need to be. I'm not pregnant, okay? I doubt it's the ovaries. And so one thing we do when we try to figure out why you have abdominal distension is we look for a parasite. And it's very difficult to have somebody go up into your colon and look for the parasite, even though a colonoscopy is probably going to happen again, and I've had colonoscopies already. But what we do is we look at a stool sample. So you poop. Do you guys know how to do a stool sample? Oh, it's kind of a pain in the butt. Oh, it sucks. And I did it wrong. I even did my stool sample wrong. Okay, I'll tell you guys. I'll give you guys a breakdown of how to do a stool sample. Now, many of you are like, no red meat. You can't eat red meat if you're going to do the stool sample to check for blood in the stool. But for ova and parasites, I don't think necessarily you have to avoid red meat. Well, I sure as heck didn't. Yeah. All right. So anyway, so with the stool sample, just really, really quickly here, and my favorite go-to site on telling you guys how to do anything is WikiHow. WikiHow has something on everything. How to take a stool sample. So first, okay, you know, some of us, we like to use those glycerin suppositories to help us poop. You don't want to do that before your stool sample because now you got glycerin within the sample. And the pathologist or the lab technician is going to be like, oh my gosh, there's all these chemicals in there and foreign body. And so you're like, no. I needed something to help me poop. So you want to do it when you want to poop when you didn't need any stool softeners. So they say avoid Pepto-Bismol or Maalox or mineral oil or antacids or campectate, etc. And if you had any, like, barium swallows or any barium enemas, you want to avoid any of the metallic elements being in your stool sample. Who knows? Just in case there's a magnet in the room, the last thing you want is your stool flying all over the room. Next, they say to consult with your doctor. Now, usually the doctor is the one that tells you how to do this, but I got to tell you, it's very, very cool. These containers have a little scooper. So a lot of you guys are like, oh, my gosh, do I have to take it with my hands? And no. The containers of the stool sample actually have a spoon attached to the top. So you scoop up the poop, and you put it into the container. It's really, really cool. Now, toilet water could ruin the stool sample. If you pee, it could ruin the stool sample. Paper, soap, all of it. So you got to make sure that you catch the stool sample before it hits the toilet. So one thing you could do is you could poop in a toilet hat. Now, I didn't get a toilet hat, okay? I mean, I could have used one of my kids' baseball caps or whatever, but they would have killed me. They got these real new Dallas Cowboy caps, and they would just have a cow, although I'm really mad at both of them for fighting in public yesterday, so I probably should have just done something to their hats just to prove my point. But anyway, so a hat is a plastic device, and it sits onto the toilet, so you do not come in contact with the toilet water, and then you poop into it, and then when you stand up, and then you get your you get your sample. Now, the other thing you could do is you could put plastic wrap along the toilet seat. Have you guys ever done that? I didn't. I was told to plastic wrap the toilet seat. Okay, well, first of all, I need to know that there's a cavity underneath my tushy. I can't sit on something, poop on it, and then have it mush all over. So I didn't do that. I didn't do that. I'll tell you what I did, although I don't know if you guys want to hear it, especially if you're eating. So they say use plastic wrap to the, you can even put it on the side of the bowl. And before you defecate, they say push down on the plastic to create a small dip. No. I need a huge crater. Then they say lay a sheet of newspaper across the toilet bowl. Now, I don't know why you would do that. Maybe so you have something to read. So just in case, you could use newspaper to collect the stool sample. They say use a piece of the newspaper, lift up the toilet seat, place the newspaper across. See, it's really important not to let the stool fall into the toilet. Mine did, so I guess maybe I should just leave it there. Then they tell you to defecate. They kind of give you some ideas on how to do that. Now, how do you handle the sample? All right, so like I said, there's a nice little spoon, okay? For those of you that were like, well, you know what? I got plastic spoons and forks, and I have cutlery in the kitchen. Don't use the cutlery. Go ahead and use what they give you on this little stool sample thing. It's a little spoon attached to the cap of the container, and you scoop up the poop. It's really easy. They say try to aim for a size of a grape. And they say don't go for the dry part. Try to find the moister part, like the end of it, if there's any blood or whatever, or if it's watery, try to go for that. Because the stool that looks normal may not have the specimen that needs to be tested. So what you need to do is you need to get the more mushy stuff. Then they say dispose of your collection device. Mine's still sitting in the bathroom, okay. They also say to tie the trash bag with a knot so nobody could smell it. Then they say to refrigerate the sample. Oh, no, mine's been sitting outside. I'm not going to put poop in the refrigerator. Whenever possible, the sample should be returned immediately, and it should be refrigerated. Label it with your name, date, and time of collection. Okay, that's what I messed up on. I did not label it. I for some reason, I thought that the little scooper containers had my name on it. You know, my toilet has my name on it. I didn't think that. Anyway, and then they say consider an opaque bag. The bag I left was completely see-through. Because that's the bag they gave me. And then they say do not wait more than 24 hours to give the poop to the doctor. Do not mail it. Many of you guys mail your stool samples because some of those occult cards come in an envelope. Okay, don't. Just walk it in there because the last thing we want is to get our letter opener. No, don't email it either. You can't email it. Let's stick it through the USB port. So anyway, I did my stool sample wrong. But since I already dropped it off, I might as well find out what they said, you know? 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE, don't go away. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material, material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Mandy, who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So making entertainment headlines is a lawsuit against Usher. Two women and a man are suing Usher for allegedly sleeping with them without telling them that he had herpes. This is all over the news, and I hate talking about stories like this, but, you know, it's a subject that can kind of plague a lot of people who are not forthcoming if they do have an STD or if they didn't think they had one. Get caught in a lawsuit being accused that they gave the STD to somebody. So, Quantasia Sharpton spoke at a press conference in New York City today. She's 21 years old, and she said that she had sex with Usher after attending one of his concerts for her 19th birthday. Now, she has, from what we understand, tested negative for the sexually transmitted disease, but she's suing because she thinks her rights were violated. She said as she was speaking about the nerve-wracking moment, she learned about his alleged diagnosis, and because she slept with him a few years back, she's felt wronged. She says she was selected from the crowd to go backstage before the show and meet Usher because of the birthday crown she was wearing. Later, she says a security guard came up to her and asked her for a number because Usher was interested in her. After the show, she says she got a call from a block number, and it was Usher, asking her what hotel she was staying in and the room number. About an hour later, Sharpton says Usher arrived at the hotel, and they had sexual contact. But after he left, she never heard from him again. Sharpton said she was shocked to hear that Usher possibly had herpes. On July 19th, documents were leaked online showing that Usher had admitted in court documents to having herpes, but he settled that case, so it was never reported at the time. They said, but once the documents were made public last month, a woman who said she slept with Usher in April filed a $20 million lawsuit against him for giving her the disease. Okay, now, I don't know how many times, and this is, I still cannot confirm whether Usher has herpes or not, but let's say hypothetically, you have a celebrity, and that celebrity had to settle, right, $20 million or however much for a lawsuit because he gave one person herpes. And let's say that person has sex roughly every week, right, maybe a few times a week with fans. Having herpes could technically make you go broke. Lisa Bloom is, I believe, a celebrity lawyer. Ms. Sharpton contacted her. She said, even though she tested negative, Bloom is representing them. Let me see. She said she would have never consented to have sex with them if she knew that Usher had herpes. She said she would not have taken the risk because her health is very important to her. I feel like my rights were violated. She said she decided to join the lawsuit against Usher so he does not do this to anyone else. You need to warn your sex partners so they can make their own decisions. But you see, this is the other thing, too. What if, let's say, you know, a celebrity said, I did tell them I had it. And they said, I don't care. And we continued. How do you prove that? You know, I whenever I see these, I'm kind of fascinated by the legal aspect of it and how the lawyers fight this one in court. Because, you know, it's a shame. You know, being exposed to an STD when you didn't consent to be exposed to an STD, that's obviously very traumatizing. But this is why we wear condoms. This is why we be very selective about our sexual partners. Because, or we do testing, or if we do decide to have sex with them, it's because we don't mind. It's herpes. Herpes isn't really going to kill us. And, you know, it's, there's decisions that are usually made, you know, premeditatedly before you have sex with somebody. Man, female, female. And when people decide to engage in casual sex, is there any responsibility on their part? Now, consent is a very, very, very sticky subject because, you know, you can be accused of rape for entering somebody who originally gave consent, but only gave consent for partial. And you're like, she said, go ahead. No, she only said, go ahead to touching her breast. She didn't say, go ahead, going inside. And so consent, it's very difficult to prove. It's very difficult to defend because it's only, you know, between those two people. And there have been many cases of rape where the victim just thought they were going to just do some heavy petting, and unfortunately it went farther than it should. And for years, many people, especially women, felt that they couldn't come forward because they should have never been in that position to begin with. They should have never been in the car. They should have never been on the couch. But not necessarily. Just because you want to kiss and make out with somebody doesn't necessarily mean that's an invitation to be raped. So the courts are very, forgiving for people who might be making some wrong decisions in terms of starting the scenario, but they are forgiving in terms of, you know, you not having given consent for the final act. This is an act of sex, and she did not receive a disease, but she's joining the lawsuit because he should have informed her. Now, she's right on that. You know, if you have an STD, you're supposed to inform somebody. But what if you don't know? You know, what if you have absolutely no idea? I mean, how many people get STD screens? How many people are screened for herpes? You know, just because you don't have any herpes lesions doesn't necessarily mean you don't have herpes. So the average person doesn't get tested for herpes because they don't have any lesions. But what if you were exposed? And, you know, because you don't have lesions, you don't care. But if you're exposed and you carry the virus, but you don't get outbreaks on your own, you can still transmit the virus. So herpes is a tricky one, and it's why you see this in the news and in lawsuits so often. Because, I don't want to use the word victim, but a recipient of the virus may, you know, go, but I didn't see any lesions. I didn't see anything. Otherwise, I wouldn't have had sex. It's a sneaky one. And many of the people that have it, they don't realize they have it. And if they do realize they have it, they should say something or, you know, wear a condom. Now, condoms, the tricky part with this is condoms may not necessarily protect against herpes. Skin-on-skin contact can give you herpes, right? Like cold sores and things like that. And herpes can be in the form of a cold sore. It can happen on the skin. It can happen in a variety of body parts. And it has been linked to some rare cancers. But genital herpes, you get genital herpes sometimes on your buttocks. So if you touch something that the buttock touched very quickly, you could receive herpes. So condoms don't always protect against herpes. Very contagious. If you get pregnant, herpes could kill the baby. We just saw a case where an infant got herpes from somebody kissing the baby, and the baby died from getting herpes. So, you know, herpes in an older individual may not be as risky, but to a child or to an infant, it can be very risky. So, you know, we've talked about what to do if you're dating and you have herpes and, you know, when to bring it up. Many of my listeners had throughout the years said, look, you know, if I bring it up on the first date, you know, I'm never going to, you know, get somebody to fall in love with me. But if I wait, I don't want to give it to somebody, you know. And, you know, I always said, look, you know, be honest and upfront. You have to be, because it's going to come back and haunt you. You can't hope that on the third date or in the fourth date, they're going to love you so much that they don't care about the herpes. Okay? You know, now, in the olden days, the reason why this wasn't as much of an issue is because most people didn't have sex till they got married. So if you were a virgin and they were a virgin, nobody had herpes to give each other. Or let's say you weren't a virgin and you dated and dated and dated, and then finally it got to the subject of sex, and you're like, well, you know, look, I don't know if I'm 100% clean. They, you know, then at that point, yeah, sometimes they're just so far in that they're like, well, no, I love you. We'll make this work. Now, couples who both have herpes, they seem to be the happiest because they both have herpes. They don't, you know, really come down with any other symptoms except the herpes. There are medicines you could take, acyclovir, Valtrex. These are antiviral medications that help suppress the transmission of it. So if, even if you don't have lesions, we keep you on that so you hopefully don't transmit it. But you still can. It's not 100%. We recommend couples both take the antiviral. But what, you take the antiviral your whole life? You know, so, you know, we end up seeing a lot of couples, you know, result in both of them having it. And, you know, if they're in a monogamous relationship and they're happy, it doesn't bother them. But when you're having casual sex, that's an issue. And so now if there's multiple people coming forward wanting to sue Usher, he could be in a lot of trouble. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Over the weekend, one of our social media followers for the Dr. Dahlia Show wrote me that her 15-year-old daughter has had sex now multiple times. And she can't bring it up to the daughter because she doesn't want to talk about it, and she denies it, but she knows because she's found condom wrappers. Now, I don't know where, this is something that as a mom, I have two boys. And so for me, you know, I have a whole other set of worries, but I find myself very lucky in that if I had a daughter who was having sex, I would be beside myself. You know, at least with the boys, I could scare them. I could show them pictures of some gonorrhea. I could show them a circumcision video. And that's just enough to, you know, turn them off and think, you know what, I think I'll hold off, doing any sort of activity down there, with the exception of peeing. So good. But, you know, when you have a daughter, that's tricky. And so my first concern, whenever I hear of a 15-year-old girl having sex, is, and I have to as a physician, is, was it consensual? You know, was it forced? Was she talked into it? Was, you know, but, you know, multiple times, and it sounds to me like this is consensual, and, you know, she has boys in high school that she likes, and, you know, it's the idea of, well, Dahlia, you know, that's just what kids are doing these days. You know, kids in high school are having sex. They were, you know, in middle school, they're already doing third base type stuff, including oral sex, etc. I don't want to give in to that. I don't think just because we're in the year 2017, the age for sex drops lower. It has. You know, I mean, I remember in the late 80s when I was graduating high school. I graduated high school in 89, but don't tell anybody because I try to pretend I'm in my 20s. You know, that's when, you know, nobody wanted to be a virgin by the time they were 16 years old. But the majority of us pretended, and, you know, we still kept ourselves good, and we, you know, kept ourselves pure. And I get that, you know, now in the year 2017, more people are having sex. But I really think there's a huge population out there that wants to wait. And for any of you guys waiting out there, good for you. So now, what do? You have a daughter that's having sex, but she won't admit it. You know, one is, and I don't care if it breaks down some, you know, bonding issues, you need to take her to a medical provider and have her screened for STDs. And I understand they say no pap smears till they're 21. She's 15 years old. She's had sex with multiple partners. I think a pelvic exam is definitely warranted. And if they're already getting, gonorrhea samples and chlamydia samples and trichomonas samples, etc., why not, you know, get a baseline pap on her? And I know that's not what the current guidelines are, and being a board-certified family medicine doctor, I'm supposed to say, oh, no, you can wait till you're 21. That just doesn't sit right with me. And I just have a huge hunch that somebody's going to reverse that and say, if you have somebody who's been having sex for a while and is at high risk of getting STDs, that they could get HPV. And, you know, I've seen young women with HPV cervical cancer. True, the average person with HPV is fine. The HPV goes away and doesn't bother them. But for those rare cases, man, I just couldn't sit there and say, you know what, blow it off for, you know, 6 years. So she needs to get in with the medical provider. And let's say she's like, well, Mom, I'm not having sex. Go fine. I don't have to be in the room. All right? It's just you're a teenager now. You know, you have issues with your period, etc. I want you to talk to the doctor. Now, you could beforehand, as a parent, talk to her medical provider and say, and, you know, that happens a lot. You know, they'll say, look, I think my daughter's having sex. I understand that there's privacy issues that you're not allowed to tell me anything. But I just want you aware of the background story such that you know what type of a history to get. And what to discuss with her, because I want my daughter safe. Then the doctor could go in and say, look, nothing you and I talk about, you know, goes to Mom. Are you having sex? A lot of times they go, no. All right. You know, I've had children in my office that would say, no. And I'm like, okay, good. Okay. Now, if you did have sex, okay, this is for the future. These are things I want you to watch for. All right. A, and then I'll go into all the different STDs. I'll talk to them about how sex may hurt. And if sex hurts, that doesn't necessarily mean it's an act they should be doing. The sex might hurt because there could be an issue with the pelvic organs. The sex may hurt because they're not lubricated enough. The sex may hurt because it's not as consensual as they think. And I will go into a whole big thing. And eventually you start seeing them nod. You know, and I go, you know, has that ever happened to you? Yeah, it has. See? They admitted it. And I'm like, well, do you ever feel, you know, forced? Have you ever been, you know, no. It just, I wanted to because all my girlfriends said it's, you know, something I should do and I just didn't like it, you know? Then you also want to calm their fears. Many children don't like sex. They do it because, just like smoking. How many of these kids really like smoking? You know? And a lot of these kids, you know, they're like, I don't like it. You know, I'm hoping I'll eventually like it. Well, you don't like it because you're not doing it with somebody you love, and you're doing it with somebody who's 15 years old himself. You know, what the heck does he know about G-spots and stuff? And so, you know, I'm very direct with people when it comes to this subject. And, you know, you have to be. But if you're a mom that has a daughter that won't talk to you, you need to get a third party involved. Okay? And many times they will talk to the doctor. And, you know, let's say they don't. You know, then you might want to take her in for some counseling. And I know some of you are like, oh my God, are you kidding me? So every high school student has to go to counseling if they're having sex. If they're having sex with multiple partners and they're a sophomore in high school, yes, they need counseling. Abso-flippin-lutely. I don't understand why there's this attitude of, oh, let kids be kids and kids have raging hormones. And listen, you're right. The average 13, 14-year-old child has raging hormones because in caveman days, that's when they started having babies. Okay? But we don't live in a society such as that anymore. We don't want our daughters to get pregnant when they're 13. So we do need to counsel them and give them guidance. And if they won't take guidance from their parent, then we may need to get somebody else involved. Now, let's say this person has had a long-term boyfriend and they really love this boy and they're 15 years old now and the boy is also 15 and they're having sex. Do they still need some sort of counseling? Absolutely. Absolutely. What do you think is going to happen if this boy breaks up with her? You know, have we ever studied or analyzed or surveyed people who committed suicide? Have we ever done that and found out why they committed suicide? No, we can't. They're dead. Well, I have a hunch that many of these cases are because they regret doing something or they fell so deep in love and it's a relationship they don't have anymore. And you need to be, you know, a 15-year-old may not have the emotional health, right, and the emotional strength to go through such a breakup. And you need to make sure that they have the access. You need to make sure that they know that there's somebody they could talk to, that there's somebody they could approach. You know, we just have this hands-off approach with our teenagers. Like, you know, they'll do it yourself like a self-cleaning oven. And I disagree with that. You need to make sure that your child knows they have somebody to talk to and somebody to guide them through. And maybe it's an aunt. Maybe it's an uncle. Maybe it's a neighbor. Maybe it's your friend. You know, it may not be you. Trust me, my kids don't want to talk to me. I told you, they already figured it out. Anytime I ask them something, like, oh, no, nothing, and they purposely mumble. I thought it's because that's how they talk. No, they do that on purpose because they don't want me to have a conversation with them. If I don't understand what they're saying, I usually walk away and leave. Okay, well, that's not good because what if they have a major issue? 1-877-DOT-SALLY. We're next going to talk about how to tell if you're dating a psychopath. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Val, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show. So an Australian expert being reported here by Daily Mail is kind of revealing what you need to look out for in case you are dating a psychopath. Now, you know, psychopaths, that's not necessarily a psychological diagnosis. We call somebody a psychopath when they're manipulative, when they don't have regards for your feelings, when they lack empathy, may have some violent streaks, but not all psychopaths have to be violent. But the big thing is they could be very manipulative. And so a psychopath knows what to say, how to say it, how to get what they want, may not feel remorse. And so, you know, they could be very, very dangerous. And many of us have had relationships with psychopaths, and we've gotten duped by them. We've been enamored, right, fallen to their charms, only to get screwed over. And so this was kind of an interesting report that I thought I would share with you guys. Australian author David Gillespie has shared some signs to identify whether your significant other has psychopathic traits. He has a book named Taming Toxic People, The Signs of Identifying and Dealing with Psychopaths at Work and at Home. Says when a psychopath first meets a new potential victim, they need to test them for exploitability. They will do this with an emotional hook aimed at gauging an emotional response. Now, what's so frightening about this is, you know, living the way we live nowadays, right? You know, in first world society, you know, with automation and computers and, you know, et cetera. I mean, we feel safe. We don't feel like we're being hunted. You know, do you ever feel like somebody is out there, you know, wanting to hunt you down and kill you? For the most part, most of us don't feel that way. Yeah, we don't feel like there's a hitman. We don't feel like somebody's watching us all the time. Yes, we are being watched. There's cameras, there's, you know, satellites, there's, you know, all sorts of stuff out there. But we don't necessarily feel like individually we are being hunted down. And if we did, we'd kind of be paranoid. And some people that are paranoid have every right to be, right? So what really frustrates me about this whole psychopath idea is that means somebody is on the hunt. Now, maybe not on the hunt to eat you, but on the hunt from an emotional standpoint. And, you know, I've met people where just right away we've hit it off. And you think, well, is it a love at first sight type of thing? And I'm like, well, no, I'm not in love with this person. But boy, he is saying everything right. Why is that? And whenever that happens, that's when you need to just kind of let the hairs on the back of your head stand up and go, hold the phone. Okay? So they say, first and foremost, they were incredibly charming in precisely the way you like to be charmed. They mirrored your hopes and dreams. They loved everything you loved and were interested in all the same things you were. As well as in the bedroom, they say they know exactly what you want and are very focused on making sure you get it. They say psychopaths are actually terrific lovers at the start of the relationship. Again, they want to hook you in. They don't want to look like they're selfish. So they want to look like they're the opposite of selfish, unselfish. Then they identified and used your insecurities to make you like them more. They say if you were shy, you suddenly felt like you became the most interesting person in the room. If you were overweight, you were suddenly the most gorgeous person they had ever met. You felt special when you were with them. Now, some of you are like, well, you know, wait a second. My, you know, spouse did that. Yeah, my husband. Do you think he actually reminds me that I got a big butt? He doesn't. He makes me feel like I am the, you know, sexiest person in the room. So is he a psychopath? No, I think it's just he's been married to me for 20 years that he knows what to say. But, you know, if this is somebody brand spanking new, you know, and you're like, you know, boy, you know, how are you falling for me so quickly? You know, let your spidey sense kind of kick in. They gained your trust early. They shared detailed personal stories about their life early on. The purpose was to get you to share yourself. Share information about yourself. They were impressive. They told you stories of impressive performance in business and incredible success in general. Their air of confidence convinced you that the stories might be true, even though you didn't see anything to verify this. They don't have the money to buy a new car, but they drive kind of a fancy one, and you're kind of looking at, well, I don't understand this. You know, a lot of times with the money aspect, you're like, you know, boy, you know, they're driving a fancy car, but they don't really work in an industry that would merit that kind of an income. They manipulated your sympathy. They said at the start they had a story about a hard childhood or an ex or a recovery from cancer or something else designed to elicit sympathy in you. They say it was unlikely to be true and was probably short on verifiable detail. The purpose was to gain your pity and attachment. They say we are much less judgmental about people we feel sorry for, and we are also much more likely to reveal our vulnerabilities to them. Now, they crave attention and surround themselves with fans. Once you're hooked, they will start keeping company with other people. These are new potential partners. They do this to remind you that you are lucky to have them and that they have plenty of other options. As a result, you feel constant anxiety about your relationship. The other thing, too, also is the psychopath, if I can add my two cents to this, may not want to be alone and revealed. And so other people around offer a distraction. And so, remember, they don't have a lot of verifiable details, and they don't want to engage in that many one-on-one conversations if they don't have to, unless it's about you. And, you know, some ladies out there, they love to talk. You know, guys have learned that if you want a lady to like you, let her talk and let her talk about herself. Well, that's true. Right? And that doesn't mean you're a psychopath and, you know, making that move. But, you know, in terms of, you know, you kind of feeling like, gosh, at any time he could be with somebody else because everybody likes him, that's a tough relationship to be in, and they got you on a leash then. They say they have no past. You have rarely been introduced to someone from their past or anyone who knows them before you met. Okay? Many of these people will not give good reviews, so you are kept away from them. Or many of them know his real or her real story. They may also sabotage and sever your relationships. They will purposefully work to make you feel uncomfortable around the people you feel most comfortable with because they don't want you dependent on them, and they also don't want them to interject about who you're with, going, something's wrong with this guy. They want to make sure that they have you. It's a trap. They lie constantly, even if there's no reason to lie. Nothing is ever their fault. They could rationalize their behavior all the time. They deny their own previous statements and behavior. So even if you present the evidence of lies, they will have a lie for that. And then you come out of that conversation doubting yourself. Also, they can be very parasitic, where you pay for everything. You know, they move into your home, but you don't move into theirs. They use your car. You end up paying for most of the outings. And then, unfortunately, when they want to leave you, it's devastating. It is cut off fast. They are gone, just like they robbed you. And you're dropped like a hot potato. So, you know, a lot of us are in the dating. I'm not, I'm married, but, you know, a lot of my listeners are out there in the dating scene, and it's very easy to find a psychopath. And I hope this kind of helps protect you. 1-877 Dr. Ali, we'll be right back.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.